is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Parts of the country are in for some rough weather the next few days. The Northeast is getting one of its biggest snowstorms of the season tonight. CBS New York's John Diaz has more.
In New Jersey, a winter storm watch is in effect for several counties, with our forecasters predicting some areas could see up to 6 inches of snow. For folks over in Clifton specifically, 800 more tons of salt are on the way to keep those roads safe this weekend, but they already have 2,500 tons of salt on hand.
CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak says the West Coast is also in for some treacherous weather.
The atmospheric river, a bit of a lull the last couple of days, right? Slams right back in and gets going. Wednesday to Friday of next week, we could be looking at 6 to 12 inches of rain from inland California, higher elevation snow, and Los Angeles. Mudslides, landslides.
A strong earthquake has jolted the Caribbean southwest of the Cayman Islands. There are no reports of casualties or damage. Andrew Nataroff is at the Tsunami Warning Center.
The magnitude is now 7.6. Puerto Rico is currently in a state of advisory, and there is a threat message for Cayman Islands.
Authorities in Alaska say they've recovered the remains of all 10 people killed in a plane crash in the Bering Sea. Crews rushed to retrieve the bodies from sea ice before a winter storm moved in there tonight. They still hope to recover more of the plane. Another judge has dealt the Trump administration a setback.
This morning, a federal judge hit pause on the Department of Government Efficiency's access to a critical Treasury payment system that contains sensitive personal data for millions of Americans. New York Attorney General Letitia James leads a coalition of 19 states suing the Trump administration, saying it violated federal laws. James said in a statement, quote, "Now, Americans can trust that Musk, the world's richest man, and his friends will not have free rein over their personal information while our lawsuit proceeds."
Ahead of tomorrow's Super Bowl matchup between the Eagles and Chiefs, the governors of Pennsylvania and Missouri have traded messages. Here's PA Governor Josh Shapiro.
Listen, I know as governor, sometimes you've got to congratulate folks and you've got to console folks. But I just want to say to you, you're going to have to console the good people of Missouri after the Birds whooped the Chiefs in this Super Bowl.
In his message, Missouri Governor Mike Keogh says even Taylor Swift, who lived in Pennsylvania when she was younger, has seen the light and is rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. The mayors of Kansas City and Philadelphia have bet barbecue versus cheesesteaks on the big game. President Trump will become the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. That and the truck attack in New Orleans last month have prompted very tight security in New Orleans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, great drinks. And you can watch the big game on the big screens. Plus live music, trivia, and karaoke. North Stoughton Road, just north of East Wash here in Madison. Stop in today, see the full menu and all the events at LazyOafLounge.com. Let's give the drummer some, eh?
I am the original funky drummer. Check out the original funky drummer. This is the original funky drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer. I am the original funky drummer. Check out the original funky drummer. This is the original funky drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer.
Whenever me and Clyde go walking, we start talking about the way it used to be before machinery replaced a backbeat. Open wide, Clyde. Pay attention, he's analog, like a record spinning. He was there at the beginning and he still got the boom back. Puts you in his lap and says it loud enough so even out in China they can't clap.
Check out the original.
I am the original funky drummer. Check out the original funky drummer. This is the original funky drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer. I am the original funky drummer. Check out the original funky drummer. This is the original funky drummer. funky drummer.
Whenever he starts with the 16ths, I wanna open up and scream, but it only comes out muffled. I won't even tell you how I feel about his shuffle. He just smiles and says,
let the wheel roll.
Let the wheel roll. I swear he's got a heart of gold. 59 years old, but
that's just enough.
Clyde, you'll never outgrow the funky stuff. We can never get enough. What you say?
Oh, shucks.
Like Lay's, not subliminal in your face, but there you know with the knock. Clyde's itching you, the cynical, pivotal, miracle, mystical, with limitless lyrics. One more time.
Check out the original.
I'm the original. Funky drummer. Check out the original.
The original.
Funky drummer. This is the original. Funky drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer. I'm the original. Funky drummer. Check out the original.
The original.
Funky drummer. This is the original. Funky drummer.
Check out the original.
Funky drummer. This is the original.
Check out
funky
the original.
Drummer. Check me out, y'all. Funky drummer. I am the original. Funky drummer. Check out the original.
Funky
drummer. This is the original. Funky drummer.
Check out the original.
Funky drummer.
Never think you know why they call him the original. The most sample drummer in the world we know. He lays it down. Funk with the original sound. Even hang out with Mr. Brown.
I am the original.
The original. The original.
Original, like it's not subliminal in your face, but then you know what it's not. Clyde's teaching you the cynical, pivotal, miracle, mystical, but limitless lyrics.
What you say?
The foundation of a style of music play more than any other. The funky drum was more sampled than hip hop and Stevie Wonder.
I am the original.
Now I think you know why they call me.
This woman is so hard to please, bro. Really? I'm serious, you know. She's hard to cook for.
Yeah.
She sit down and eat it, and if it ain't right, she tell me. I go, Jesus, what did I do wrong, man? I have been cooking a dinner, and she's been loving them. And, because I'm a chef. I love to cook.
I know you love to cook.
Oh, man, but when I get it right, and she's a chef, too. She's a master chef. She's been telling me what she don't like and how not to season stuff, and I've been doing it like that. Because she come home from work and she's hungry and I have a dinner already. And if it ain't right to her, something ain't right. So when I get it right, it go, all right, I'm done. Learn to cook. She's so hard to buy stuff for. She's a homeowner. She love home. I says, okay, I got her a freezer. A big refrigerator. Those are the two gonna knock her out. There I got her a shipment of pots and pans.
So,
I said, you ain't gonna be difficult on me no more. Learn to cook. So I became a chef. My favorite recipe was Groove. That was in the book, Grooves. 1, 2, 3, 4 was not in the book. It was Grooves. If you find the groove, 1, 2, 3, 4 is automatic gonna be there. It's like turning on the stove. To cook on that stove is something else. You gotta know the groove. If you don't know the groove, ain't no cooking being there. I don't want none of that food. It don't taste right. You need groove.
Learn to cook.
I get in the kitchen, and we'd be going in a circle. We'd never bump into each other. She'd be doing this, and I'd be doing that. I'd be right behind her cleaning up stuff. I keep in the kitchen clean while she's cooking. And anything she's reaching for, it's there, you know. So it's all, we got a team thing going in that kitchen, man. It's great, it's great.
I love it.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Double dip of the mighty Clyde Stubblefield there. That song is called Learn to Cook. Yeah. The original before that. It was the title track from the 2003 album from Clyde Stubblefield. Give the drummer some for the double dip of 8 o'clock hour. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Sync on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along. Throw me a text. Tell me what's up. How you doing tonight? Got any bands that I should check out? Something that I should play here on the radio? Throw me a text. You can do that right through the Civic Media app. Just click on the WMDX icon and fire up the text machine there. You can also send me an email, bands especially. If you got music, new music coming out, you want to get that on the air? Perhaps you want to come on for an interview? We would love to have you. Music@civicmedia.us. That's music@civicmedia.us. We got still a lot of show ahead of us tonight. Terry Barr checks in with an interview with Rob Dees just after 8:30 tonight. Now, Rob is helping kids through hip-hop. They're going to talk about that. Plus, there's a brand new song for Rob Dees. We're going to play that just after 8:30 tonight here on Max Inc. The Steepwater Band joins me after 9 o'clock, and Rob Roberts is in after 10 o'clock with After Hours. I have a song just around the corner from the Keon Andre Band. It features Gabe Berdulis and Stefan Truesdell on drums, plus Adam Isaac on bass and Joey B. Banks on drums. It's a banger. We're going to play it here in just a couple of minutes, plus music from Color Phase and Raquel Ailman. Speaking of bangers, this is Dogs of War and Go. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Go, go. Next. Go, go.
Let's go!
In the plateau, we in a
sipping on that rosé. Long as it's top shelf, bring it cause we gon' pay. And keep it coming, we ain't leaving, sure we gon' stay. Cause tonight we bout to get it in. And we don't follow no crowd, no, we set trends. You know the flow, hit the bar with the Benjamin. And if the bitch is outside, please send them in. When L hit the club, my whole crew know I'm ready. And we'll pay for you and you, we ain't never petty. I'm in that spaceship, my homeboy's in a Chevy. It's getting hot in her, and I ain't seen them. They ask me where I'm from, I tell them everywhere. I know your local goons, and L ain't never scared. But I ain't known that. What you sipping cognac? Don't get grab a bottle, elevate, that's the motto. Yeah, I never met Drake or Weezy. I'm trying to go hard for something thick and sleazy. No, she wanna meet me, take me home and please me. Face in my lap till I say take it easy. I know you searching for that prize. You don't search till you find. I can tell by your eyes, huh? Won't you show me why they calling you the best? I'm in your city, what night they might go, bro. Hey! When we walk up in the club, they be like, hey! So rock the drone or you sipping on that rosé. Long as it's top shelf, bring it cause we gon' pay. And keep it coming, we ain't leaving, shit, we gon' stay. Cause tonight we bout to get it in. And we don't follow no crowd, no, we set dreams. You know the flow, hit the bar with them Benjamin. And there's some tricks outside, please send them in. Coconuts and rock, pineapple juice to blend. And yeah, yo, rest beside her, please bring it in. We taking shots like conversation from fake friends. Next night, new city, do it all again. The homie Big said the sky is the limit. Pop said, pour a little while before you finish. I'm living life like I might die tonight. 2,000 witnesses just to say I did it right. Tell a hater, quit, fuck what you said and thought. Your conversation cheap and can't afford what I charge. Off my old moon, people still call me boss. 19 a rack a month, fully furnished law. Now I'm in a club, and I'm getting loose. 3 LA, my brother D here too. They telling me it ain't tricking if you got it. Call me Master P, my great troop, and we bout it. When we walk up in the club, they be like, hey. So rock the throne, or y'all sipping on that rosé. Long as it's top shelf, drink it cause we gon' pay. And keep it coming, we ain't leaving shit, we gon' stay. Cause tonight we bout to get it in. And we don't follow no crowd, no set trends. You know the flow, hit the bar with them Benjamins. And if them chicks outside, please send them in. Hey! 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 When we walk up in the club, they be like,
you found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history.
August 7th, 1985, a star was born. Lord knows in the 80s it was crazy. 7-11-21, as a baby, how we made me. Reppin' Shine City, blend our nation. Yeah, I'm the first lady. Let me talk to the people. I wanna talk to the people. The LGBT, blacks and whites. Yeah, all of the people. My name is Kilo, nice to meet you. What you claim, don't mind, is rainbow. Another example, how the game go. Yeah, society's mango. You not to blame, though. I would never chase, though. Only the real could survive. Stop taking these kids' lives. They are our future. Lord knows we can use them. Don't abuse them. Show up to me. Positive influence. No race, just a movement. We come together as people, united and equal. Imagine how lethal. What power, justice is feasible. Even achievable. Make it defeatable. Break it down to remedial. One of many success. Yeah, it's believable. Let's work. Let's emphasize the self-service with optimistic. Resourceful knowledge, brothers. Help them to college, brothers. Like a single mother, I teach these kids to follow dreams. Starting with Malcolm X, Dr. King, you had a dream.
When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note with every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I just want my happiness like liberty. Don't bother me, the air I breathe is a history. Let me take you back to the 1619. Virginia was favorite, we lost our way. Shackled and chains, neighbor the game. But our music got us through it, gave us movements influential to what we've been through. Now our mental is an example. How to dismantle racial ransom, no more questions to be answered. Summer with national still perceptions, impractical destination is magical. Lyrics rapping embarrassing. Hold your comparison. The bigger picture is Martin and Malcolm's mission. We missing leaders to lead us. That's why they treat him deceiving. Be honest, you think we eating? I'm not the first to say what we've been new. But the question still remains, what are we gonna do? Sit, walk, run, solve our problems with a gun. Bottom of the barrel is only begotten son. Dear America, look what we become. Death of a dream was once spoken from a king. Ask yourself this, is this it? Is this equality? Are we happy ever after?
It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check. A check which has come back marked insufficient funds.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Blowing through times, blowing smoke in the air. Don't know how many times I wish you were there. Dreaming next to me, that's the way it should be.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Color Phase from Phase 2 and December. Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles, before that. Featuring Kilo of Bloodline. The song was Lord Knows. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. We got Rob Dees with Terry Barr just around the corner. And we're going to drop a brand new track from Rob Dees on you, too. That's coming up just after the break. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie, come for the homemade food and homemade beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. MoveToMadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Of doing our thing, been
been here a while, this is not just some fling. Some take the hate cause the style that we bring. We be so fine with the bars that we sing. On every word, now the people do cling. Like fight like Martin, don't let freedom ring. Only speak truth, it may cause a sting. Jamming like Teddy on that is just sling. Rock winter, summer, and fall back to spring. Ready like heavy, we got our own thing. Diddly, diddly, D, give me space. Like, comma, breathe in, breathe out to the na-na. Ooh, na-na, ooh, na-na.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Rob D's there and his song, Nah Nah. You know, Rob D's believes in the power of storytelling. He works with a Madison program where he's teaching troubled kids about telling their stories through music. You know, he's an award-winning hip-hop artist, so many of the kids are learning how hip-hop has always been about storytelling. Here's Terry Barr with Rob D's on Max Inc.
I am so happy to be joined today by Rob D's. Now, Rob is known as an artist, an educator, and an activist. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, man. Thanks for reaching out.
How do you fulfill all of those roles? Artist, educator, activist.
It's really just about putting my best foot forward in whatever it is. I mean that in the context of just trying to be a light. If there's some way that I can spark something for someone else, whether it's through music or if it's impacting the kids that I work with, hopefully people can get something from what I've gone through and kind of push it along and pay it forward as I try to pay it forward. So that requires a lot of faith and a lot of belief that even when things ain't okay, things gonna be okay.
Hip hop for you is also a really big part of your life as the artist portion, but you also use it to sort of help kids learn more about the music and how to do it and why it matters. Why is that important for you?
For me, it's important in understanding being a voice for the voiceless sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially for me, like being a child of hip hop, understanding that your voice makes noise, like your voice resonates, your story resonates. What you come from and what you've gone through is something that you hope that you can pass along that others can gain from it. And that's the same way that I feel like with the babies that I work with, shorties, the youngins and that, you know, like to get them to understand that they have a story that's important. But yeah, I mean, like to really be able to get kids to understand in a lot of ways where like arts programming is getting cut. The importance of sharing stories is something that needs to connect us all, at least for me, trying to get kids to really understand that their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard that the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. That's the thing. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we got to inspire them. So
when you see the light bulb go on above their head, they're getting what you're talking about. What does that feel like?
I taught a class this morning, and it's an alternate educational program that I'm working with. So these are kids that have basically been expelled or taken out of other programs. I won't go into the name of the program, but on a first day to see them buy into what we're talking about, like you can see when you talk about the light bulb going off, it's probably a light bulb that nobody's ever really gotten to get them to open up. There's a certain responsibility so that there's a joy that comes from it, but it's like, okay, man, let's roll up our sleeves. Now let's get to it. So the hope is to get them to see that their story has just as much relevance as their song. So in seeing that, it's always encouraging and it's always heartwarming. At least for me, it always encourages me to continue to try to be mindful and do that and share that connectedness. Like hopefully that kids understand my life path and what I've kind of gone through, and sharing that with them helps them to be able to share their truth. So it's a dope feeling. I enjoy it.
What is important to you in specific about celebrating Black History Month?
For me, especially now, the understanding that we are here, and it gives you a certain sense of pride of the history that we have contributed to this place. And with the hopes that as we continue going forward, we as a country can understand the contributions that African Americans have made to this and not forget as we try to move forward together. It's very important for me to honor that and to respect that. And furthermore, I'll say, Terry, like, for me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
How are we doing? What are we missing in our discussions about, you know, whether we want to talk about Black history or Black future?
Probably going to be weird to say it, but I think we're missing the humanity of it all. And that goes very deep. But I think in not just having humanity be a checkoff point, you know, but have it actually be an actual action to really care about common man and who we are and our experiences, and being able to appreciate the humanity of it all, I think that will help the progress that's been avoided. And this is just my opinion, but sometimes I feel like, you know, it's more about checking the box. As we grow more through the times that we are living in, I think we should really start looking at appreciating the humanity and letting that guide our forward motion.
Let me turn back now to music, because your creativity, it's landed you in some really great company. And the one I'm really interested in is the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Tell me about this.
First of all, I was the community recipient for the National Medal of Honor for Library and Museum Services on behalf of the Madison Public Library. As a result of that, there was several interviews that happened. One of the interviews that happened was with StoryCorps. One of the things about being interviewed from them, it put me in the Smithsonian. And it just so happens that and the Library of Congress. This interview is now housed in both of these places, in the Library of Congress and the Smithsonian. That's how I weirdly got to be in the Smithsonian. It's not a lie. It's the actual truth. If you go to the Library of Congress or you go to the Smithsonian Museum for African American Studies, you can go in there and sit down and listen to it.
Your story will live on forever that way.
Yeah.
You kind of lead this Mad Lit program. I know it's been going on for a little while, but how is it? Where is it at in its growth process at this point?
We're entering year 5. And honestly, when this started, I had no clue we would be at year 5, but here we are. So excited about that. The whole premise is being at the top of State Street to just share in the humanity of it all. Understanding that people come from different backgrounds and we still need to coexist together to make things happen. And that's the celebration of Mad Lit. We have musicians, we have visual artists, we have small business vendors that don't necessarily get a chance to interact in the downtown area. So we come and we actually move towards a better understanding and existence for ourselves.
Where can we get more information?
So I would say the biggest thing is part of the project that I work with, the Greater Madison Music City Project, which is basically a project designed to build a music ecosystem in our town, you know, understanding and really kind of the same thing and realizing and help kind of plug people into the system and to where people are all being able to get an experience from our music. So that website is ourgmmc.org. So that's www.ourgmmc.org. G, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, C as in city, .org.
And when does Madlit get going again?
I believe we're starting in late June this year. We actually moved up a week, so.
Something to look forward to for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I want to end this with your song, Composure. Tell me about this song. I love it.
I think with the times that we live in, composure is required. And it's kind of what I talk about, just, you know, keeping your composure, even in being recognized in the town and the interactions, the weird interactions that I encounter, even, you know, the responsibility of being an African-American in a predominantly white place, you know, even the composure of the climate that our country is in. All these things kind of require a certain amount of composure. And that's kind of where this song came from. My homegirl, Raquel Aliman, did the chorus on it. Obviously, we played together in Weapons of Mass Defunction, so it was an easy ask, and I appreciate her. And yeah, it's funny because I haven't released any music in a while because I've obviously been doing a lot of other things. So it was kind of me just kind of throwing something out there and saying, hey, here it is. That's it.
Thank you again for joining me. Rob D's the artist. Let's take a listen to his song, Composure.
Ain't no time to walk with my head down. Part of being a man with skin that's brown. Had that to being a man about town. And it all come out in the soul of the sound. Now, speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment a lot of cats don't get. Bread in the air, I'm some peppy lip pew. That mean I'll put some stank on it now with that. So, smell like that, this progression rap. Great to move forward, ain't no time to look back. Awesome, let me live so I can get at that. Cause I'm a blue collar baby, earn my teacup gap. Some 10 and 9 like me cause I'm speaking facts. Robbie St. Luke cause I was speaking acts. Walking my beneath these words of my debris. How to keep composure through all of this grief. Cause some throw jazz for us to fall. Like they the only spot for us to ball. Work our own visions, make sure they saw off. True holiday point plays I call off. This is for those suffer polarizations. Talk my soul smack on these here quotations. For the real, we the people type situations. Must have seen faith for all the trailblazers.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You adore me, reassure me that for you I'm a semi-god. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cuál demente.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Automatic Lover there and Sick Love. You can see Automatic Lover play tonight at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. They're playing with Play Machine. That's going to be a really good show. And thanks to Terry Barr and Rob Dees for the awesome conversation. That new song from Rob Dees is really good too. Hope you enjoyed that. If you missed any part of the interview or any of the interviews, or you just want to hear them again, no problem. We got the podcast all set for you. Civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. page. Also, the show will replay tonight at midnight, tomorrow, Sunday, 6 to midnight, and again, overnight on Sunday into Monday. plenty of Max Inc. radio for you throughout the weekends here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. We got a double dip of After August coming up after the news break. Plus, the Steep Order Band will join me next hour. Right now, it's Rakeel Ailman and Hypnotized. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Jimmy K from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the Happy Hour of Love, Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, featuring The Flavor That Kills with special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The Happy Hour of Love with The Flavor That Kills, presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The egg shortage caused by the bird flu outbreak is not only pushing egg prices higher, it's flaring tempers. CBS New York's Ali Bauman has more.
From customers stockpiling cartons at Costco to thieves hatching plots to steal them, people are getting desperate.
There's not an egg to be found.
Some chains, including Trader Joe's, are capping how many eggs customers can buy. This cashier says the store can't keep up with demand.
A lot of people are getting hurt.
Egg prices are expected to go up another 20% this year. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan is tracking the winter storm moving into the Northeast tonight.
Major cities, including New York City, could see 3 to 5 inches of snow into the Sunday morning hours. Philadelphia is looking like upwards of 2 inches of snow, and Boston is seeing the most of 4 to 7 inches of snow expected.
A federal judge has blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury